Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Obviously, for myself speaking is obviously I want to be in a winning culture. That's the number one thing for me, is being on winning teams. And that's probably one of the biggest things for me, honestly, because I love winning. I hate to lose, honestly, more than I like to win. So it's not something that, like, losing is something that it doesn't sit well with me. So I just want to be in a place where I can win, and hopefully they'll continue to show that.
That was Gunnar Henderson after the San Basayo presser. Orioles lose 4-3 yesterday, but that's not the most important thing. The season's been over for a long time. This Gunnar Henderson situation and what he said and what may be left unsaid. Jason, what did you think about what Gunnar had to say over the weekend?
I found it pretty telling. Now, he does slip in at the end there. I hope they continue to show that. But I've been doing this a long time. And a lot of players through the course of their career, any player of any caliber, has been asked about at a certain point in time, you know, would you like to spend your whole career here? What would it mean to be a blank insert team name here for life? You know, could you see yourself doing something with this team contractually before you hit free agency? And I've heard it answered a lot of different ways. That struck me as pretty poignant, pretty telling. And if I'm in that front office and if I'm that ownership group, I'm taking it as a bit of a putting, they just put me on notice. He didn't say, I love the core that we have here and the way they built around it. And I think if I could stay here for 5 more years or 7 more years, we'd do a lot of winning here. He didn't say, I love playing at Camden Yards. It's the greatest place in the world. I can't imagine myself. And a lot of times guys say that and they don't mean it, but they at least kind of say it. This to me was like, hey man, all these losses that I guess they don't think matter anymore because of injuries or the baseball gods or whatever, like, they still eat away at me. Like, I'm interpreting as when we're running 4A guys out here who probably shouldn't have made our team back in 2023 or 2022, you know, and we're reliving the dark ages, that doesn't feel like a winning operation to me. And I want to win, man. This losing sucks. I thought we were on the other side of that.
Liftoff.
And we're not. And we've had chances to get better 3 straight off seasons and 3 straight trade deadlines. And outside of adding a rental Corbin Burns for 30 starts, we haven't done it. That's what it sounded like to me. If I'm part of the ownership group of that team, I want to get with the player, and he's probably going to want to have his agent there too. And I want to start hashing this out. I mean, when they asked him about a contract extension, he didn't say, well, look, they've given me 5, 7, 10 different options, and some of them look better than others. He basically said they haven't put anything in front of me that's really worth talking about or extrapolating on. And if they give me something interesting, I'll look it over. I mean, am I wrong or is that what he said?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. And you know, you bring up a great point, Jason, the Corbin Burns of it all. When you think about the moves they've made since they allegedly got to the other side, and it was about winning and it was about making improvements to what they had, Corbin Burns for a season is the only move they've made that made them better. Like, think about that for a minute. That's true. They've had two off seasons and two deadlines where they were supposedly they were the it thing. They were contenders. They were trying to win a World Series, and they made one move that made them better.
Now, there's a lot of people out there who want to take these guys for waifs, and you know, you can say they're young and naive, but like, a lot of them, especially Gunnar and Westy, are all ball. They're immersed in this, and they're watching everything that happens in the league. And even this trade deadline, they didn't get anybody who's going to help them the next 2 years. Gunnar Henderson's got 3 years left here, mm-hmm. and it's probably not three, because if you can't sign him, you better trade him with 2 years left. And so he's sitting here, and he's watching Ramon Laureano, who's playing at 10:30 at night when Gunnar's done. He's the best player on the San Diego Padres right now. He's the best player on the city. He's better than Jackson Merrill. He's better than Tatis. He's better than Manny Machado.
He's the hottest player right now.
Right now in this moment, he's their best baseball player. And Tatis and Manny would tell you that. Okay? And he's looking at his organization that brought in a bunch of kids who prop up their farm system rankings, but won't make a dent here probably till Gunner's gone. So all that's happening in real time. And he's saying, I want to win tonight. And they're always making moves for the future.
Tomorrow.
They're always worried about 3 years ahead of time. I'm on the clock now.
Yeah, just to
simplify.
This
is my prime.
To simplify that, you're absolutely right. He's worried about today. They're worried about tomorrow. And those two things do not mesh.
I think, and you could say this is my bias because I've known that this is a horse bleep organization for years.
There is some bias.
I think Jordan Westberg and Gunnar Henderson, in their own way, are sending a message to the owner that, hey, these guys, we've been around these guys since they drafted us, in Gunner's case, 2019, in Westy's case, 2020. We've been around these guys for a long time. You want to keep us here? Give somebody else a shot. Bring somebody in here who I think really yearns to win each trade, to win each day, to win each moment, to make the roster better, not always for the future, but for the here and now, right now. Bring in somebody with some different ideas and a different approach and let him get with Boris and let's see where that gets. To me, it sounds like guys who've been forced to take on more than they should have because Elias has no idea how to build a major league roster, saying, I'm done with that. If you want me beyond my arbitration years, and guess what? It ain't even going to be my arbitration years because if I ain't signing, you're trading me. If you want to avoid that, get some people in here and know what the hell they're doing, who think like we do, who can meet the day like we've been forced to meet the day, because there is no safety net for us.
You know,
we're a bunch of 23-year-olds who've been asked to do the whole damn thing and bring a parade here.
To your point, I hope ownership's been paying attention lately, because not only do you have what Gunnar just said, but you had what Jordan Westberg said, you had what Cedric Mullins has said, and Ryan O'Hearn intimated as well, saying this team needs leadership in that clubhouse. I hope people are paying attention, people that matter. Because you've got two separate things, but they're both trying to head in the same direction, which is trying to win now. And you need these things to win now. And so, again, I hope somebody who is writing those checks is paying attention.
And there's also the confluence of, don't believe what we have to say, people who cover the major leagues. And we can go back to what Ken Rosenthal sort of opined about, what was that, 6 or 8 weeks ago, about Adley and his future here. People who are plugged in around this league think it's time to move on from Adley Rutschman. So, like, you've got that backdrop.
Yes.
And these other two core players coming out and basically telling you, hey, we want to really win, and we're not sure that's what the way this thing is being put together here. And you've got, you know, this JV manager forcing a 21-year-old kid who's running out of steam to lead off every night. Like, there's a lot of different things going on here. Like, don't look at Kobe Mayo's numbers. It'll scare the bejesus out of you.
Yeah, he looks lost.
And we still don't know what's going on with Heston in AAA and if he's ever going to play
announcement.
So you got all that going on.
Yep.
And you're telling me that just let give Michael Elias another year. Stop it.
You know what's interesting, Jason? I don't know if you've caught it, but since Bob Nightingale was the first quote-unquote insider to put his name on Adley Rutschman's going to be traded this offseason, in the last 24 hours, there's been a little bit of like, I feel like there's been some talking points sent out.
Oh, absolutely. From the warehouse.
There's been some pushback.
Oh, yeah.
There's been some pushback on that.
But again, I listened to Jim Bowden on Sunday, and we had him on our show a couple weeks back, and he's saying, I want to buy low on Adley. He's changed his tune. I don't think you're going to be able to buy low on Adley. You might as well sell as high as you can on Adley with 2 years of control remaining. Like, the industry sees this for what it is. You're not going to pay two catchers. I don't think Adley's ego is going to like the fact that this kid's making $70 million and he's still playing out arbitration years. Like, I don't think it's a fit, and I don't think Adley Rutschman's bat is nearly impactful enough to justify DH in first base. And while he's a better defensive catcher than Basayo now, he ain't close to the defensive catcher they build you would be. So, and yeah, they need a closer, a setup guy.
They need a whole bullpen.
They need a number 3-5 hitter. They need at least two starting pitchers. And you know what? You could bring back some of that for Adley.
We have a Monster Tuesday show. Bone is not with us. He's out for a couple weeks as he's in Greece exploring another continent for the first time in his life. But we are very busy today. Done early as Baltimore Baseball Night at 5:30. Orioles play the Red Sox game 2 of the 4-game set at 6:30. Bob Haney, Jim Hunter live from Pickles at 5:30. Guest-wise, a couple early because we got a lot going on today. John Mioli, Baltimore Banner, covers the O's. Get his thoughts on Basayo and Badley and what this team's going to do in the offseason, etc. He joins at 2:30. And Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT crew, Mike Bordick at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I guess we'll get the first round of Ravens. Because I say first round because then there's the setting the practice
squad. I was reminded they did not let the people know their 53-man roster.
So after the official
o'clock,
deadline.
After 8 o'clock, they sent out an email.
So I don't know, you know.
We might not know by the time we leave air.
Might not know. Do they make any trades? Is Ajabo definitely here?
Yeah.
Do all four running backs make it? We may have some closure on that. We may not. We do want to talk a little bit more about Mike Green and what that role and Malachi Starks could look like right from week one against one of the best quarterbacks and better offenses in the league. Yeah, there's a lot to get to.
Very busy, and also something to just put in your brain a little bit, let it mull. John Jenkins, the nose tackle they signed as a replacement for Michael Pierce, not practicing today. He was on the field yesterday. Could he be a guy that doesn't make this team? Could he be a guy they got a wink-wink deal with, and he's a practice squad guy? All this is stuff we're going to be mulling over in the next three and a half hours. But coming up next, Kyle Bradish is back, Jason. Kyle Bradish on the bump for the Orioles. Can they keep him healthy for the rest of the year? What are we expecting from Kyle Bradish? We'll tell you next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A fan.
Well, I don't think there's any expectations for a guy that's missed 18 months or however long it's been. So, you know, guys coming back from Tommy John. I mean, we just saw Bieber, I think, in Toronto have a nice one. A really good one, and that's probably the type of profile that Cal has in a lot of ways. And we've seen guys of that high of a profile have clunkers too, you know, the first couple of times, but eventually they get going. And I think over time we'll see Cal get back to being Cal.
That's Tony Manzalino, interim manager, talking about Kyle Bradish, comparing him a little to Shane Bieber. Shane Bieber did have a great first start for the Blue Phenomenal. Jays the other night. Orioles made it official about 2 minutes ago. They've reinstated Kyle Bradish. Will start tonight. They also cleaned Sean Dubin off waivers from the Astros. I'm pretty sure pitched against the Orioles over the weekend. Transferred Scott Blewett to the 60-day injured list, and then Matt Bowman DFA'd once again. But Kyle Bradish on the bump tonight. What do you expect from him?
All I really hope here is that he's able to pitch every 5 days. That's really it. He can throw his whole mix. He gets more comfortable as he goes. I don't really, like, I'm not going to get caught up in the numbers other than, like, can he go four-plus innings?
No setbacks.
Every 5 days. It's tough when you've been away this long. And, look, these are situations where I'm often fading pitchers. In these situations, I'm taking the other team to score on them to win the first five innings. That's kind of that's kind of where I am when a guy's been out this long. I'm not going to be on this game. I'm going to be rooting for Kyle Bradish. I'm excited that he's back. I think it's kind of shameful that they let him go out there for nine what turned out to be mostly meaningless starts that pushed all this back way further than it should have been.
Trying to thread the needle, Jason.
I'll always wonder what last year might have looked like all the way through, and certainly this year from the start, if they had just had the Tommy John surgery way back in that January when they knew something was amiss. Alas, that's not how they roll. I just want to see him be able to hit the post and hopefully get a little better between now and whenever his last start is, late September, early October. The numbers weren't great in AAA. I wouldn't expect them to be great in AAA. It's just about, for me, giving him a launching off point into what we hope is a fairly normal 2026, although we'll have to see how they handle the innings.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jason. I want him to be able to start every fifth day, no setbacks, and then looking ahead, hope that when he hits spring training, he looks some semblance like the guy that we saw before the injury. That's the hope. You want him to be able to start to feel like himself for next season. But this year, it's all about hopefully, knock on wood, he can go out there and look like some semblance of who he was, but not have any setbacks.
Yeah, and look, I think if he is able to go every 5 days in a couple of weeks, he will be taken step forward. The first two starts, I think, are just going to be really sort of awkward, and he's going to be working with catchers he hasn't had a chance to work with really pretty much at all, except for maybe a little bit of Sam in a spring, maybe 2 years ago. I mean, really, that part of it is going to be suboptimal. McCann was his guy more than Adley, but he certainly threw to Adley a lot, and now that's out the window. So there's a lot about this that's going to be different for Kyle Bradish. The fact that he got to this point is awesome. He was a budding ace before this injury.
Was a Cy Young finalist.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can start to dream on him and Rodgers at the top of a rotation next year, knowing that Dean is pretty solid as a 3/4. But they've also had difficulty keeping guys, like, John Means did not come back from his Tommy John normally.
No, he did not.
Felix Bautista did not come back from his Tommy John normally. Some of their pitchers in the minors have, some haven't. I just hope they're smart about this. If something looks even a little bit off, they go and get him. I hope they err decidedly on the side of caution and just kind of massage and cajole him through the final 6 weeks of the season so that he hopefully has a normal offseason to prepare for what is hopefully a Kyle Bradish-esque 2026.
Yeah, looking forward, as you said, I'm psyched to see him back on the mound. Man, was he damn good before he got hurt. And you're right. Like, I know there have been examples of guys that have been able to pitch through it. I think Tanaka was the one that Mark Feinsam brought up at the time when they were going through this. But more often than that, you got Tommy John, and if you would have bitten the bullet and done it, maybe he'd have been back sooner. Let's take a minute, because we're probably not going to talk a lot about it, but last night's game, they lose to the Red Sox 4-3. Sagano gives up a couple home runs. Roman Anthony to lead off the game, and Duran, the three-run homer, is the difference. And quite frankly, something we've seen a lot this year, other than Couser, who got three hits last night, nobody hit. They had six hits as a team. Couser had half of them.
Yeah, some more shenanigans on the base pass.
Yeah, the bunt. They couldn't execute a bunt.
Sagano had been doing exceptionally well keeping the ball in the park, but they've got some left-handers who I thought would be problematic, and Duran and Roman Anthony in particular. And really, there's probably 3 to 5 pitches that Sagano would want back. I thought seeing Boston in pretty rapid succession would probably give them a better idea of some things this time around. And I think he was going to have difficulty kind of circumventing the 5 innings with what the only run that scored at Fenway was off a balk on him. I didn't think we were going to get a reprise of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, Richard Fitz has not been super effective up here. And he was great for the most part against them. I thought between Berandino and Fitz, they had a chance to do some things early in this game to maybe play with a lead a little bit or get a little something cooking.
Well, Berandino's a lefty, Jason. So
it was only an inning, though. They're not, again, and you can tell me they'll all be a year older next year and all the answers are within. I don't buy that. I don't think they're as good as they showed from opening day to June 20th of last year. I think that was the anomaly.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm nitpicking here, but I think Big Sam's great. But if they had some adult hitting coaches, maybe tell him not to go up there swinging at the first pitch because the other team's going to have some advanced scouting and they're not going to give him a cookie on the first pitch more often than not. And he might want to work counts a little bit because he last night was not.
Look, I think he's pressing now. We've had a lot has happened.
Sure,
this kid
but they have no adults on this coaching staff.
And his head's spinning. No, I mean, I think Mabry's probably an adult, but I don't know. Look, they suck as a baseball operations staff. I don't know. I mean, it's part of the reason that this whole franchise has regressed to the level it's regressed to. At this point, I want to let him just kind of do his thing for a little bit and then maybe reel him in when they go back on the road. They've done him no – look, Sitting him when they sat him at Fenway was stupid.
Yeah.
Not letting him bat when he signed the contract, but then having him come out and face Abreu or whatever, like I told you they were going to, was stupid. And he's going to have to catch a fair amount more than I think anybody thought because of the Adley thing. So, yeah, some of the at-bats have been a little...
And again, I'm nitpicking, but like,
but I think he's going to be just fine.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, they insist on Jackson Holliday being a leadoff hitter.
Like, yeah.
Come on.
They do. They do.
Okay.
Orioles and Red Sox, 6:30, first pitch, Baltimore baseball tonight. Bob Haney, Jim Hunter, live from Pickles at 5:30 here on the Fan. Busy time with Birdland, even though the team's not good. Sam Basayo extension, Gunner's talking. Westbrook talked before he got hurt. Cedric Mullins talking. They got a lot to say. What's John Mioli think about the O's as Kyle Bradish makes his debut tonight? He covers the O's for the Banner, and he joins us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Next. Orioles extend Sam Basayo. Kyle Bradish making his debut tonight. Gunnar Henderson talking about how much he hates losing. We got a lot to talk about with John Mioli, who covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner and joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And John, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with Basayo, your reaction to the extension.
I was surprised it didn't happen the day they called him up, but obviously they were waiting. They were waiting to open those negotiations, Michael Elias said, until they did call him up. Obviously, it came together quickly. it seems like a, you know, none of these deals ultimately are fair to the player in the best case scenario. You know, if a player performs to their highest level, you know, they're going to make more money, you know, playing out the string and getting the free agency. But this feels like a good deal for both sides, given the defensive uncertainty with Sam Obisaio at catcher and maybe being a first baseman, maybe not. But it's, you know, there had to be a first, and it felt like this was going to be it for a variety of reasons.
Well, it certainly comes at a scale that is far less, right? It's powers of, I don't know, 6 to 8 times less what, you know, a Gunner max deal could be. So it's not sort of that same kind of financials. And it's a kid who's only been here a week. So do you think it has any bearing on any of those other negotiations? And are your Adley spider senses tingling a little bit about how long he is for this place?
To answer those, I think in order. I mean, this is definitely less. I mean, we were talking about it amongst ourselves on the banner, and like the only one that doesn't feel just brutal if you're the player is like Bobby Witt, who's still making like $300 million, and he signed his later after he was proven. I mean, that's the range. That's like what a Gunner extension would look like. But this in this window of what you're talking about, like an early arbitration guy and like just debuted guy. Like, granted, all these guys just debuted except for Jackson Holliday when John Angelos owned the team, and this wasn't something the Orioles were terribly interested in doing. They'll say they weren't able, but I would just say not interested. You know, I think that for the rest of them, it's a completely different conversation now. Like I said, this is a deal that you do with somebody who just debuted and has his whole career ahead of him, and you're taking a lot of risk off the table. There's not a ton of risk for Gunnar Henderson left to play out the string. You know, there's every day that passes, every month that passes, you know, every month that Jordan Westberg just turns out to be a dude who's way better than anyone thought he would be. The risk lessens. He's going to make a ton of money when that time comes. It just is a different conversation. You're talking about, you know, breaking these extension scales to make players not reach free agency to do that. Can the Orioles, you know, capital-wise do that? Probably. Are they going to, or is there going to be? I thought it was kind of, I understand the whole it takes two to tango argument, but that's not really.
No.
I didn't enjoy it.
It's a cop out. A cop out. Making Scott Boras the boogeyman while this guy's a billionaire who spent $20 million on the Magna Carta is some baloney.
It just feels like, you know, it feels like it's redirecting blame. And you know, all this stuff is going to happen regardless. Of course, all these players are going to go to the contract extension announcement. All these players are going to get asked about it. But we're talking about completely different things. There was a time to do this with all these players, to do this kind of deal that is manageable and takes a lot of risk off the table for the player and locks in, you know, controlled salaries for the team. And that window is not worth, a lot of these guys aren't in that window anymore. So it's challenging. And to get to Adley, you know, I do wonder what it looks like going forward with him. I think that we've been seeing better, you know, since his most recent injury, but you know, I don't know that it's an immediate clock ticking situation because, you know, the reason that the Orioles have kept a lot of players that they did, whether it's, you know, the Anthony Santanders or the Ryan Mountcastles or Cedric Mullins or Austin Hayes, as long as they did, was because they were not playing for extended periods of time at the level that you would think that, you know, the Orioles would want to trade them when they're at their peak value.
Yes.
And nobody's going to say that about Adley Rutschman right now. So, you know, I think there's a lot of world where this could be good for him because he will be maybe behind the plate a little less, maybe play a little less. He plays entirely too much, and there's nothing the Orioles can do about it because they haven't done anything about that. But now you can maybe lessen the load and get the best out of him. But it all comes down to him being good enough to A, keep around here, or B, be attractive to other people. And he was recently, but I think there's a longer body of work over the last like calendar year where you have more questions than that.
Do you wonder about sort of the human element to all this, though? Like, this guy was the face of the franchise. He got all the credit when they were overachieving and winning more games than we thought. I mean, we've talked to a lot of beat people. He didn't seem to be around or very forward-facing last year when it crumbled. Now this other catcher is the toast of the town. He can't play the rest of the year. This kid, I mean, it's chump change, I guess, to some, but, you know, this kid got $80 million out of him. And, like, they have to share a position. And if you're going to find out about Sam as a catcher, then he's got to do it more than one day a week, right? Which means Adley, who probably wants to, whenever he does do his one big deal, and as a catcher, he's only going to get one big deal, wants to be seen as a guy who could carry the load 4 or 5 days a week because that's what he's going to get paid for in part. You know what I mean? Is there not, am I crazy to say, I think he could still get a whole lot for Adley, and there's some other interpersonal dynamics on a team where chemistry's kind of sucked the last 2 years that might not be in their best interest either? And maybe he doesn't want to be here because he doesn't think he's going to get signed here.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's some of that. You know, Adley Rutschman is also, you know, I think this has all just been a very new experience to him. You know, the underperforming, the losing is just not something that he's ever had to deal with. He has been the reason, you know, him playing well has been the reason, and simply being there, honestly, has been the reason every team he's ever been on has been good. And that's, you know, if you could bottle that up and sell it, you know, some people might tell you it's worth $1 million and some people might tell you it's worthless. You know, that's just kind of how that goes, because that's what we talked about him for a long time. And now it's 13 months of that not being the case. I think that there's a lot of incentive for these guys to, you know, and I think what we're going to hear probably going forward the rest of the season and certainly going into next season is that, you know, they took their lumps and they, you know, took what happened in the playoffs personally. But I think there would be a bad taste and a sense of unfinished business in all these players' mouths and psyches if they didn't make what has happened right. And we're not saying it's any one person's fault or it's any one person's responsibility, but these guys kind of collectively, for better or worse, take their powers and their strengths from each other. And I think that they would feel like they didn't get the most out of what they have collectively if this was the end of something. And that's kind of why I think he would want to keep going here. And I'm sure if you made him tell the truth, he would feel better catching less. Of course, he wants to catch more and wants to be seen as that guy, but we've seen over a number of years that it's really hard to do that. So yeah, you thought it could maybe be the case with Gary Sanchez, who was going to be in the lineup and was going to hit. Didn't really work out, but you thought he would maybe catch a little less and be involved a little less, and that could benefit Adley. Now, you know, they have a lot of incentive to have him involved less because you need to get Sam Opisayo in there behind the play more.
John, I'm glad you brought up Gary Sanchez because it leads you where I want to go before we let you go, and that is that this front office seems to enjoy making moves on the margins but doesn't make big moves to really try to improve this baseball team beyond the core that they have. And we've seen in the last few weeks, Jordan West, before he got hurt, talked about having leadership in the clubhouse. Cedric Mullins, your colleague Daniel Allentuck, talked to him, and he's like, 100% we need leadership. I feel like Ryan O'Hearn alluded to this as well. So with that, I ask you, do you think the Leopard changes its spots? Do they change what they look for this offseason and try to make a move for a real guy, a clubhouse, not a James McCann type, but a guy that plays every day and is a dude that can instill leadership into this group?
Bregman, somebody like that who's won.
Yeah, that was my favorite idea last offseason. You know, move Jackson to center and put Bregman in on that infield and you're humming. And I think the issue with that, and it's going to be the issue maybe to more of an extent this winter, is that they will need to, you know, speak some hard truths to themselves.
Yes.
And come to some hard realizations about some of the players that they have in there already, because you had, you know, there's no Cedric Mullins now and, you know, Anthony Santander walked out that door, but, you know, add Dylan Beavers to the mix, add Sam Opisayo to the mix. You are going to have to create an everyday core spot for someone on a roster where even like, we might be able to say pretty easily, you know, here's a spot for somebody. But if they have conviction in these players, they're not going to think that. And that's where that disconnect is going to be, to the extent there is one. Those players are not going to sign for 300 at bats for 1 year. Those are guys who want to be in there every day and want to make an impact. And the Orioles are going to, you know, A, have to realize that they need that impact, and B, create an opportunity for someone to come here and do that. You know, I always opt out of, you know, participation in all these leadership conversations. It just doesn't seem like something that we on the outside can know. But the more people inside talk about it, you know, that kind of validates it to me. And if that's their lived experience and that's what they think is going on, then it might be incumbent on the front office to create an avenue to add that to the group.
Real quick, because we're up against a break, but I'd be stupid if I didn't ask you this. So when Jordan Westberg says force their hand, this is what he's talking about, right? Force their hand to get somebody in here who helps put us over the top instead of a bunch of 23-year-olds having to figure it out for ourselves.
Yeah, I think the force their hand was a different conversation. I think that was a post game, and then you talked to Andy separately. The force their hand was strange to me too, because like they're obviously going to add to this team. They're feeling the pressure just like everybody else. To what extent, you know, that's obviously up for debate. But I read the force their hand part as, you know, are they going to keep going with this group? Are we supplementing this group, or are we looking at some core pieces and saying let's, you know, build for the future? I don't think they would actually do that. But if the team thinks that they're playing well this year would mean they keep it together, then like they can certainly think that.
John Mioli, always great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. Talk to you guys soon.
Coming up next, we get to the Ravens, and the Ravens have to have their 53-man roster set in the next hour and 15 minutes. Now, if history is a judge, we won't know it for another 4 hours after that.
Keep that under wraps as long as you can. Yeah. Don't send that press release out.
Anything interesting from the practice field as they were on the field today? And what do we think this thing's going to look like? We'll tell you next here on The Fan. Ravens done practice for the day. Chuck Pagano and T. Martin speaking with the media. Ravens have to have their roster set in about an hour. I was saying to you earlier, Joe Jason, the Ravens didn't officially announce their roster last year until they sent an email out around 8:30. So despite the fact that the league will know at 4 o'clock, we may not know until we're about 3 to 4 innings into the Oriole game.
It takes forever for the waiver wire to come out today and tomorrow, because there's so many transactions and there's so many players that are flooding it. So if that gets out, sometimes that could be disseminated to the media before the Ravens release their cuts through their own PR department. So it could be you find out through the league before you find out from the team. I don't think there's much to be gained from that, but I don't know. Maybe they're superstitious about it. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, look, there is some intrigue here, and we touched on a lot of it yesterday. Do they keep multiple undrafted guys? Mm-hmm. We both think so.
Yeah.
Do they keep four running backs? I don't see how. That seems to me a luxury that I think in the end they're not going to be able to accord. I do wonder if part of that talk is trying to drum up something more in trade for Ali or something like that.
Let me ask you this, though. Is it possible that they're a little concerned about the health of Keaton Mitchell, you've talked about it, the fact that he just can't seem to stay healthy and he got banged up again this year, and Ali is a guy that is part of their kickoff returns, and maybe that and the concern of Mitchell makes them want to keep the fourth running back? I'm talking out loud.
But then your concern is that somebody prevents you from putting him on your practice squad, right? So,
yeah.
I mean,
is somebody going to claim
him? Is there
him?
Enough interest? Because that's a position where most people are willing to look at young guys. They're willing to take us, you know, our fifth round pick, we think has the body to do it. You know, like there doesn't usually seem to be a need for unproven running backs unless they think there is interest in him and maybe they flip him for something. But like, I don't know that you need to keep him on your 53 to keep him in your building.
No, you're right. It's interesting to me. I was thinking about this last night and like, why are they so tied to Rasheen Ali and special teams and Keaton Mitchell's health is like literally what I came up with.
I suspect that there'll be a surprise or two, maybe through a trade that's made or someone who they deal or someone who doesn't make the team. But I don't think it'll be entirely chalky. And as much as we say best roster in the league on paper, 1 through 90, yada, 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 you know, they think very highly of their pro scouting department too. And there could be some guys who get cut elsewhere that they think are better than their 52nd guy or 53rd guy. So I do think there'll be some twists and turns in the next 24 hours.
For what it's worth, and this is according to our friend Jeff Zerbeck, covers the Ravens for The Athletic, on the practice field today, not practicing, Patrick Ricard, Dayton Wade, Xavier Guillory, Isaiah Likely, Emory Jones, Jake Hummel, Adisa Isaac, William Cuenco, who I don't believe
I
exists.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah, Jair Alexander, and new absence was John Jenkins, who remember they signed as a defensive tackle, kind of a replacement for Michael Pierce. Chidobe Awuzie did return to practice, and Mark Andrews was in uniform on the field, although mostly doing individual work. And Harbs did let the cat out of the bag yesterday that Hummel had made the team. Somebody asked about him, and he said he had a minor hand procedure, but he will be at practice next Wednesday.
It's gonna. I give it two more days before my Jair Alexander, radar starts beeping.
Now Harbaugh,
you don't want to practice him today. Yeah. You don't practice, but like we start heading into the weekend, Thursday, Friday, and he's not on the football field. My radar will be beeping.
Well, Harbaugh did say he was going to be on the practice field next week, so I don't know about today or tomorrow. But he said he feels like he needs to be let out of prison. We're sort of massaging it, but he'll be on the field next week. By the way, we do have a breaking news cut. The Ravens have cut Devin Leary.
Oh well, that doesn't count as a surprise for me because.
No.
I didn't see the developmental upside there.
Yeah,
and I think you can find somebody else as your three to stash on your practice squad who, God forbid he has to play, is going to do a whole hell of a lot more for you than that young man.
Ravens have till 4 o'clock to set their 53-man roster, though we might not find out about it until it is dark outside. But coming up next, back to the Orioles. Mike Bordick, he's always an optimist. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew. What does he think about everything swirling around Birdland, Sam Basayo, Adley Rutschman? Kyle Bradish is back. We'll talk to Bordy next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.